Protesters marched in Papeete last week to mark 50 years since France set off the first of 193 nuclear tests in French Polynesia. On a visit to Tahiti earlier this year, President François Hollande promised to expand compensation for those exposed to radiation, but little has changed since he left. While the United States, Britain, and the Soviet Union ended atmospheric tests of nuclear weapons in 1963, France was just getting started. In July 1966, the first blast detonated over Mururoa Atoll. Many more followed there and over neighboring Whangataufa. They are about 600 miles from the main population center on Tahiti, but the French military operation was supported by thousands of civilian workers as close as 10 miles away. As some became ill, protests grew inside and outside the territory. In 1985, French agents bombed and sank the Greenpeace ship Rainbow Warrior in New Zealand as it prepared to head to Mururoa. Eventually, tests were moved underground, then stopped, until President Jacques Chirac decided to test a new warhead in 1995. Rioters burned down the airport terminal in Papeete. For decades, the French Defense Ministry insisted the test caused no injuries and no environmental damage. Finally, in 2009, France instituted a program to compensate victims of radiation. Of the first 1,000 claims, 19 were granted. Last month, French Polynesian legislator Richard Tuheawa told the United Nations Decolonization Committee that he doubted that President Hollande would ever fulfill his promises, but over time, he said, it might be hard for the colonial power to believe that we will forget it. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.